ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சயச்சாயம் புருஷே யச்சாசாவாதித்யே சயேகஹ சயயே வம்பித் அஸ்மால்லோகாத் பிரேத்ய ஏதமன்னமயமாத்மானமுபசங்க்ராமதி ஏதம் பிராணமயமாத்மானமுபசங்க்ராமதி ஏதம் மனோமயமாத்மானமுபசங்க்ராமதி ஏதம் விஜ்ஞானமயமாத்மானமுபசங்க்ராமதி ததப்யேதமானந்தமயமாத்மானமுபசங்க்ராமதி தத்யேஷ்லோகோ பவதி. So in the last webinar, we concluded the topic of Ananda Mimamsa. And we also stated that evam vith Brahmanishtaha bhavati. The knower of Brahman becomes one with Brahman. Evam vith Brahmanishtaha bhavati. And there is also a Rig Mantra portion regarding this. And today we will read the details of that statement and also the Rig Mantra quotation. Yato vacho nivartante apra aapya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan nabibhedi kutaschaneti. So this is the Rig Mantra portion up to iti. Nabibeti kutaschana. Iti indicates the end of the Rig Mantra, the quotation. Actually, here we can see in this quotation, most of the mantras are just a repetition of what we had earlier. We had a similar mantra before also. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha anandam brahmano vidvane nabibeti kadachaneti. Only a slight difference. There it was kadachaneti and here it is kutaschaneti. There it was talking about Hiranyagarbha and here it talks about Nirgunam Brahma, which was also talked about at the very beginning of the Upanishad. Brahma vith apnoti param. And what is the nature of that Brahman? Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha tad Brahma. So first Upanishad, it defines Brahman. What is Brahman? Brahman is that from which the words and the mind return without objectifying, without revealing what the Brahman is. So vachaha, vachaha means the words, and manas, the mind, nivartante, they turn back. The words along with the mind, they turn away, yataha, from that Brahman. How do they turn away? Actually, we went through this discussion earlier also. Just for refreshing ourselves, we will briefly mention all that. Aprapya. Aprapya means without reaching them, without objectifying them. This is only a figurative way of putting it. The final meaning is what? Words cannot describe Brahman. That is the final essence. Words cannot describe Brahman. This is put actually in a very peculiar form. As if all the words are running to catch Brahman and they are not able to catch Brahman and so they come back. That is how it is figuratively put here. Similarly, mind returns without objectifying means what? Thoughts cannot conceive of Brahman. The thoughts, the vrittis, they cannot conceive of Brahman. So words cannot describe Brahman. Thoughts cannot think of Brahman. And the meaning of these words, we have already discussed actually before. Words cannot describe Brahman because it is free from all properties. Words cannot describe Brahman because Brahman is free from all properties. Because always we describe anything in terms of their properties only. For example, if we ask, how is a particular thing like a mango or whatever it is? And what is the description we give? We talk about its color, we talk about its taste, all those things, everything is the guna, is the property of the mango. And if we have to describe Brahman, Brahman also should have some gunas like sparsha, shabda, rupa, rasa, gandha, any of those properties it should have. Since Brahman is nirvisesham, nirgunam, Brahman cannot be described by words. That is the reason. That is why it is said Brahman cannot be described by words. And this is, there is actually a technical reason also for that. Shabda pravritti nimitta vishayatva abhavat. Vishayatva abhavat. So being free from properties, Brahman cannot be described. And then why the mind cannot conceive? That also has been described in the Kathopanishad actually. Yan manasa na manyate, yan manasa na manute, yenahur manomatam, tadeva brahmatvam viddhi, nedam yaditam upasate. So this is how it is also described there. The one that cannot be described, the one that cannot be, the mind cannot conceive of. So the mind itself is illumined by the Atma only. And Atma is the illuminator and mind is the illumined. And when this is so, how can the mind illumine the Atma? When we say Atma illumines the mind, Atma is lending light to the mind. That means Atma lends light and the mind borrows the light. So if the mind has to illumine the Atma, what should the mind do? Mind should lend the light to the Atma. And how can the borrower mind can lend light to Atma? Therefore, the general law is the illuminator cannot be the illumined. The borrower cannot be the lender. And so mind cannot conceive. Actually, we can even find more reasons. People can perhaps do some homework in terms of finding more reasons for this statement. And that wise man, that jnani, he recognizes Brahman and gets established in Brahman, which actually we are going to be seeing in the later portion of this Upanishad. And now, what is the nature of Brahman? The Upanishad says the nature of Brahman as Anandam. Anandam. That is, Ananda means Ananda Swarupa. The Swarupa of Brahman is Ananda Swarupaha. Because we have seen the definition earlier. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam Brahma. That Anantam alone, when it is known, it is called Anandam. That Anantam Brahma, that Anantam, when it is known, that is called Anandam. How Anantam becomes Anandam? That would be the next question. Because when I know Anantam, what do I know? I know Purnatvam. When I know Anantam, I know Purnatvam. Anantam means Purnatvam, and Purnatvam alone is Ananda. Thus, Anandam is the very nature of Brahman. And the wise man, he knows what? Ananda Swarupam of Brahman he knows, and therefore the Upanishad says, Brahmanaham Anandam Vidvan. So the one who knows the Ananda Swarupam of Brahman, Anandam Brahmano Vidvan. Anandam should be understood as Ananda Swarupam. And why we emphasize this actually? Because there are some philosophers who say that Anandam also is a property. Anandam also is a guna. For example, the Nayayikas, they all say happiness is a property. In Vedanta, happiness is not a property of Atma, it is the very nature of Atma. It is not the property of Atma, it is the very nature of Atma. Okay. Then what is the big difference between the property and nature? Why do we make such a big fuss about this difference? Property is subject to change. If Anandam is a property of Brahman, Anandam will change. If Anandam is nature of Brahman, it is not subject to change. So if Anandam is property of change, Anandam will change. If Anandam is the nature of Brahman, it is not subject to change. So Swarupaha na vikaroti parantu gunaha vikaroti. It goes to vikaras, vikaroti. Therefore, Brahmanaha Anandam should be understood as Brahmanaha Ananda Swarupam Vidvan. And what is the palam for this knowledge? Na bibhedi. He does not fear at all. Bayam nasti for such a jnani. He He has no fear at all. Fear from what? Kutaschana, from anything. Upanishad says he has no fear from anything. He does not fear anything at all. That is the declaration of the Upanishad. So what is the Parama Brahma Jnanam? Baya Nasti, Baya Nashaha. Abhaya Praptihi Eva Jnana Palam. And we should remember, Bayam is the identification of what? Bayam is the identification of Samsara. Because Samsara stands for all our problems. Like Raga, Dvesha, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsaryas. All those problems. Samsara indicates all these problems and all of them. The fundamental and basic problem is Bayam. One of the basic signs of Samsara is Bayam, fear. Bayam does not mean that it should be exhibited outside by trembling and this and that. If deep inside the mind there is a feeling, what will happen to me tomorrow? What will happen to my children? What will happen to my health? What will happen to my deposits, my money, etc., etc.? What will happen after me? All these anxieties are due to fear in the deep-rooted form. They are only fear. So everyone has got this. And this will continue as long as Dehatma Buddhi continues. Worry about my health, my family's health, my financial health, all those will continue so long as Dehabhimana exists. Many times we invite a disease by just imagining of the disease. One is not having any disease at all, but by just imagining that he got the disease, he gets disease. As you think, so you become. That's what Shastra says. So this fundamental bayam is always there. And above all, there is also the bayam of mortality. And so the Upanishad says, samsara as bayam. It indicates samsara as bayam here. Sometimes the Upanishad indicates samsara as shokaha also. Tarati shokam atmavithe. We saw it in Tattva Bodha. So sorrow, anxiety, dissatisfaction are all signs of samsara only. And here the Upanishad is talking about bayam as samsara. And the advantage of Brahma Jnanam is abhayangato bhavati. Let the whole sky come down. No fear. Patatu nabaha, putantu girayaha, milantu varidayaha, adottaramastu jagate kahani. Parantu nabaha, patatu nabaha, let the sky fall down. Putantu girayaha, let all the mountains break into pieces. Milantu varidayaha, let all the oceans mix up. Atottaram astu jagate, let the whole world becomes upside down. Kahani, is not this inner courage to face anything is called mokshaha. For such a jnani, he is not affected by any of these things at all. So bayam samsaraha, abayam mokshaha. So fearlessness alone is moksha. So na bibeti, he does not get frightened at all. Kutaschana. Kutaschana means of anything. Why? What is the reason? Again, it is very simple. Dvaitatki bhayam bhavati. Whenever one is frightened, one says that he, she is frightened of something. Always you are frightened of something only. And that something will be different from you. It won't be identical with you. No one says, I am frightened about myself. So always one is frightened of something other than oneself. So, dvitiyat vastunaha eva bhayam. And for a jnani, there is no second vastu at all. Adrishya, adrishye, anatmiye, anirukte, anilayane, abhayam, pratishtam, vindate, ataso bhayangato bhavati. Yadakye vaishaye tasminudaramantaram kurute atatasya bhayam bhavati. We saw this portion earlier in the Upanishad itself before we went into the Ananda Mimamsa. Before that chak section, we saw this portion. So when I am established in Advitiyam Brahma, there is no second thing to threaten me at all. I don't have any fear about anything else. Whereas when there is a second vastu, it will certainly cause fear. And not only that, Vedanta goes even one more step further. Even Ishvara will become the source of fear if Ishvara is other than you. as a creator, he is very lovable because he gives birth to me. As a protector also, he is very lovable. He protects me. But remember, the very same Ishvara will take my life also. Kalosmi loka kshayati pravrittaha lokan samahartumiha pravrittaha. Krishna said, when the Lord destroys, are we going to be happy or unhappy? So remember, according to Advaita, even Ishvara will be a bhaya hetu only. Because Bhishas Matvata Pavate Bhishode Tisuryaha. We already saw that earlier. Even Indra, Varuna, they are all these divinities, they are also frightened of Ishvara. And certainly we also will be frightened of Ishvara. If Ishvara stands as a second entity, we'll be also frightened. And certainly Ishvara stands as second entity will be the cause of fear. Whereas for this Atma Jnani, this Brahma Jnani, Ishvara also is not separate from him. Jagat also is not separate from him. Jivas also are not separate from him. So all the three, namely Jivaha, Jagat and Ishvaraha, that is the individual, the world and the Lord, all three have merged into one Aham Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi Iti Jnanena. So Shankaracharya says in Manisha Panchakam actually, Brahmai Vahamidam Jagatcha Sakalam Chinmatra Vistaritam Sarvam Chaitada Vidyaya Trigunayam Asaisham Maya Kalpitam. From me alone, all the three, Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, they all have come about and have projected, created all of them. I have done all, projected all of them. So Jnani does not have fear because he does not have a source of fear. Baya hetu abhavat, baya abhavaha. So karana abhavat, karya abhavaha. Okay, so even the fear of mortality is caused by another hetu, another source alone. And what is that source? Kalaha, the time. It is the time that causes the fear of old age. Because time causes growth, time causes decay. So kala kridati gachati ayuhu. Therefore, the fear of mortality is caused by kalaha, the time. Suppose we don't have any other cause like disease, for example, other people, war, or anything else. That could be a cause of death. But there is still one fundamental cause of death, and that is kalaha, time. And for a Brahma Jnani, even Kalaha is not there because Mrityuryasya Upasetanam. He has devoured the Kala. Kala alone has given in the Kathopanishad. So even Kala does not stand separate from him, from this Brahma Jnani. Deshaha, space, even that does not stand separate from him. And the objects do not stand separate from him. Therefore, there is no second for him. There is nothing like a second object to be afraid of. Then we may ask a question perhaps. If you say that Jnani has anything other than as a source of fear, does it mean that Jnani does not see anything at all in creation? We do see Jnani having shishyas. We have seen Jnanis having ashramas. They write books. All those things are happening. Then how do we say that there is no second thing for a Jnani? Again, we should remember, when we say that Jnani does not have a second thing, Jnani will see a second thing, but in his vision, it is not real. There is no real second thing for a Jnani at all. There is nothing like a real second thing for the Jnani, but there are many apparent second things. There are no real second things. There are many apparent second things for the Jnani. For example, like what? The blue sky. The blue sky is there for perception. But there is no such thing called the blue sky. Again, mirage water. Again, for perception. But it does not have any reality also. The Jnani, he sees the Dvaita Prapancha. He sees the Dvaita Prapancha, but he does not attribute reality. It is like a paper tiger for him. Kevala Nama Rupam. They all only have Namarupas only. For a Jnani, Dvaitam is only Namarupa. It is Mithya. And being Mithya, it cannot affect him బికాస్ హీ ఈజ్ సత్యం. అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ నబిబేతి కుతశ్చనేతి. అండ్ దిస్ అభయం అలోన్ వి కాల్ యాజ్ జీవన్ ముక్తి. సో విత్ దిస్ దరిగ్మంత్ర కొటేషన్ ఈస్ ఓవర్. సో నౌ ద ఉపనిషద్ ఇస్ స్పీకింగ్ అప్ ద థ్రెడ్ అండ్ ద సేమ్ ఐడియా ఈస్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ బై ద ఉపనిషద్ ఆల్సో. దట్ ఈస్ జ్ఞాన ఫలం. వాట్ ఈస్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ హేవింగ్ హ్యావింగ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్? నాలెడ్జ్ ది జ్ఞాన ఫలం. వి విల్ రీడ్.
ఏతగుంహ వావన తపతి కిమహగుం సాధునా కరవం కిమహం పాపమకరవమితి సయ ఏవం విద్వానేతే ఆత్మానగ్ స్పృణుతే ఉభే వైష ఏతే ఆత్మానగ్ స్పృణుతే యగేవం వేద ఇత్యుపనిషత్.
Now the Upanishad picks up the thread because the previous mantra is a quotation, the mantra quotation. Here also Jnana Phalam is talked about in a different language actually. The Upanishad says, in the old age, the Jnani does not worry about his past. Jnani does not worry about his past because this is another type of samsara only, which almost everybody has, everybody faces. As we grow old, we always look back into various things that we did in our previous, in our past life. That is why Shankaracharya says, Vriddhastavatim Chinta Shaktaha. As a person becomes Vriddha, that means old, Chinta becomes more and more. He is worried. I postponed several things so that I could do things after my retirement, thinking that I'll have plenty of time after retirement. But now I feel, as I grow old, lot of stuffs are inside. Like a waste paper basket, I have so many things in my mind. All kinds of rubbish are in the mind. And we question now, should we have done these at all or not? Why I have got so much all in my mind? Thus, chinta in old age, this becomes even more because physical activity is not as much when we become old. That is very less. But for a jnani, past is past. Omission has been omitted. Commissions have been committed. So what is the use of thinking any of those things, why I did this or why I did not do this, that kind of worry the jnani never has. So the Upanishad says, etagum havavana tapati. The omissions and commissions do not torment him. Tapati, tapati means afflict him, torture him. Etam, etam means jnaninam. So for this jnani, this alone we call as paschattapam. Actually, afterwards, worrying afterwards, after doing everything, person does so many things. Before doing something, he does not think. After doing things, he worries. After doing everything, he keeps on brooding over worrying over that. Actually, we have to learn from the past. That is true. That is different. Once I have learned the lesson, thereafter, I should not be worrying about it. That is how the mind should be. Therefore, the paschattapam does not affect this jnani. The Upanishad itself explains it. This should be within quotes actually. Kim aham sadhu na akaravam. Kim ahagum sadhu na karavam. Kim aham sadhu na akaravam. Why did not I do good things? Sadhu means punya karmas. Why did I not do noble karmas? Noble activities, spiritual activities. This is one type of worry. And the other type of worry is what? Kim aham papam akaravam. Why did I do papakarmas? Why did I engage in papakarmas? Papakaranam is commission and punya akaranam is omission. Not doing punya karmas is omission, doing papakarmas is commission. Iti. Iti means thus. Iti means thus. So we should connect with the previous sentence. So yete, yetam na tapati. These two thoughts do not torment this wise person at all. He is not affected by these thoughts at all. So, etam na tapati. In fact, we will find mental worry is more than physical worry for many people when they grow old. We may even forget the physical worry, but mind will burn them. Tapati. So, na tapati. Why they do not torment him for the jnani? The reason is given here. Saya evam vidvan ete atmanam sprunute. The subtle point is here, said here actually. This man knows or he understands both punyam and papam as nothing but Atman itself. This jnani understands both punyam and papam are not different from Atman. Yete, yete means punya pape, atmanam vidvan. He knows as the very Atman. That means what? They do not exist separate from Atma. That means what again? Punyam and papam are mithya. They are unreal. They are false. Because when he has understood the whole world as mithya, that it does not exist separate from Atma, how could punya and papa alone can have a separate existence and can be satyam? So when the whole world is reduced to nama rupa, punya papa also are nothing but mere nama rupa alone in the vision of this jnani. They do not have any reality at all. So when karta himself is mithya, karma will be mithya or not? It will be only mithya. It cannot be satyam. So karma will be mithya, and so is karma palam also. Not only karma, karma palam also will be mithya. All are only nama rupas. They do not stand separate from Atman. So Atma vetirikte punya papaha, punya pape nastaha. And prunate. Prunate means it strengthens. Balayati. It strengthens this person. Because once he knows that punya papam does not stand separate, he does not feel the weakness at all, and the punya papam also is one with me, then on this person has no feeling of separation. He feels not, he doesn't feel weak. The very wisdom strengthens him. He's not affected by them. It strengthens him. So with this understanding, he strengthens himself. This jnani strengthens himself. And which understanding? Punya pape mithya aham satyam. With this knowledge. Sprunate. Sprunate means balayati. Strengthens. And that is repeated once again here in the next line also. Ubehye vaisha ete atmanag sprunate. The same idea is repeated. Ubehye vaisha ete. Knowing both punyam and papam. Ube. Both punyam and papam. As what? Atmanam. As one with Atman. As not different from Atman. Sprunute. A person strengthens. Feels strengthened. Which person? Yaha evam veda. We have to supply, we have to connect it here. Yaha evam veda. Yeshaha ubeyete atmanam matva balayati. The one who knows thus strengthens himself by seeing both the punya papam as one with himself. See, it is very true actually from our physical experience, personal experiences also. For example, when we take a tiger, we have a tiger thought in our mind. That thought cannot do any harm. Suppose now I ask you to think of a tiger. It does not frighten us. The thought of a tiger does not frighten us. But imagine during our dream, the very same tiger becomes a tiger. In dream, what is a tiger? A tiger is only your thought. It is our tiger thought alone. But is standing separate as a tiger in the dream. When the tiger thought becomes separate from you as a separate tiger, then we are frightened. In the dream, we get frightened. It is only our own tiger thought projected in the dream as separate figure as a tiger, and then we are frightened. On the other hand, when we wake up, the very same tiger becomes a thought in the mind and doesn't frighten me anymore. And the fear is gone. So when something stands separate from us, it frightens. When the same thing merges in us, it does not frighten. So this is the Swapna Prapancha frightens us when you stand separate from it. On waking, when it merges into us, it does not frighten us anymore. Similarly, now Punyam and Papam are standing separately. They are threatening us. But in the wake of knowledge, in the wake of self-knowledge, they merge. Na Punyam, na Papam, na Saukyam, na Dukkham, na Mantro, na Teertho, na Veda, na Yajnaha, Aham Bhojanam, naiva Bhojyam, na Bhoktham, Chidananda Rupaham, Shivoham, Shivoham, Acharya said. And therefore, Saha Evam Veda, Saha Sprunute. He strengthens himself by this knowledge, and there is no repentance for him at all. Even someone might remind him, you could have got this house, you would have done this and that and all to this person, then he becomes old. They may even tell, some people tell these things to you unasked. Actually, there are some people, these are all people who are some sticklers of vastu and all that. They may come to your house. You didn't ask for anything to them, advice or anything. And once they come to the house, they will say, you know, in your house, you should have constructed this house this manner. Now there is a vastu dosha. And because of that, you have to do this parihara and that parihara. Up to that time, you never thought about anything. And suddenly this guy comes and tells something, you would get frightened. So all these things happen in real life. Whereas this jnani, he is not frightened about anything at all. He will not be bothered by anyone's statement. He knows, aham balavan asmi. So in fact, jnani is the only strongest person. Every other person is only weak. Jnani alone is the strongest person. Iti Upanishad. With this, the Parashruti also is over. And this should be connected with what again? Brahmavidu Apnoti. The commentary for Palam Apnoti is all these things. All those things are described as the commentary for Brahmavidu Apnoti Para. So Iti means in this manner, Upanishad. Upanishad means Upanishad Samapta. The Upanishad is concluded. That ends the Brahmananda Valli, the second chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad. Now we will just look at the outline of this chapter, just as a revision of what we have covered during these several lectures, webinars. Let us just only remind ourselves a kind of a summary, the gist of Brahmananda Valli. It is actually a very, very beautiful development we had in this chapter actually. First, we had the essence of the entire Upanishad in one statement. And what was that? Brahmavidu apnoti param. Brahmavida apnoti param. This is the sutra vakyam or samkshepa vakyam or bija vakyam. We saw all these terms at that time. This is the essence. The knower of Brahman attains the infinite. That is the statement. And the next five sentences, this sentence was highlighted. It was slightly expanded. That is the next five sentences called vritti granthaha. We already told this term also at that time. It's a small commentary, vritti grantha, on the statement by quoting the Rig Mantra. Tadesha pyukta satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman so oshnute sarvan kama ansaha brahmana vipasthiteti. So up to this, the five sentences are small exposition on this first statement earlier. And in this, three ideas were given. What is Brahman was talked about, and how to know Brahman, and what is Paraprapthihi. These are the three things talked about. And just to only refresh ourselves, what is Brahman? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This is Brahma Lakshanam. It is a definition. It is a very, very important definition of Brahman. And the second question is, how to know Brahman? Katam Tasya Vedanam. Yo Vedanihi Tam Guhayam. Buddha, Guhayam refers to Buddha. Brahman has to be known in the mind, in the buddhi, as aham, the consciousness, the very I, the awareness principle. And what is the paraprapthihi? Saha sarvan kama nashnute. He fulfills all his desires at once. So thus the Rig Mantra gives a small commentary on the Sutra Bhuta Vakyam, the first sentence. And the next sentence onwards, the elaborate commentary is started. So from tasmadva etasmada akashas sambhutaha akashat vayuhu, all that portion. So from this portion, the Upanishad reveals Brahman by the adhyaropa apavada method. Actually, we will not go into the details of this. We have already described that at that time. Adhyaropa is otherwise called Srishti Prakaranam. The discussion of Srishti, creation. It talks about Srishti, it negates Srishti and reveals Brahman. So in the Adhyaropa method, it talks about Srishti and then it negates Srishti and reveals Brahman. So this goes up to what? Up to Savayesha Purusho Nara Samayaha. So up to that this goes, up to the creation of the physical body, this is Adhyaropa Prakarana. We already went through the details earlier, I am not going to note details now. And then on begins the apavada prakaranam, tasya idame vashiraha, the right side, the left side, the head, all those things, the trunk, they are all described. ఇన్ షార్ట్ అపవాద ప్రకరణం ఇస్ ద పంచకోశ వివేక ది డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫైవ్ కోశాస్ అన్నమయ ప్రాణమయ మనోమయ విజ్ఞానమయ అండ్ ఆనందమయ కోశాస్ సో ది ఇనిషియల్ పోర్షన్ ఈస్ అధ్యారోప అండ్ ద లేటర్ పంచకోశ వివేక బిగిన్స్ అండ్ రిమెంబర్ హౌ అన్నమయ కోశ వాస్ సెట్ వి హావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ ఆల్ దాట్ దెన్ సమష్టి అన్నమయ వాస్ సెట్ సో వ్యష్టి అన్నమయ దెన్ సమష్టి అన్నమయ దెన్ అన్నమయ వాస్ నెగేటెడ్ దెన్ వ్యష్టి ప్రాణమయ వాస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ సమష్టి ప్రాణమయ వాస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అండ్ నెగేషన్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ దెన్ వ్యష్టి మనోమయ సమష్టి మనోమయ నెగేషన్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ వ్యష్టి విజ్ఞానమయ సమష్టి విజ్ఞానమయ అగైన్ నెగేషన్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ సో నెగేటింగ్ ఆల్ ది పంచకోశాస్ అండ్ పంచ ప్రపంచాస్ ఫైనలీ ఆనంద ఆత్మ ఆనంద ఆత్మ బ్రహ్మపుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ట దట్ వాస్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ అండ్ దిస్ అపవాద ప్రకరణం ఈస్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ అగైన్ విత్ రిగ్మంత్ర
అసన్నేవ సభవతి అసద్ బ్రహ్మేతి వేద చేత్ అస్తి బ్రహ్మేతి చేత్ ద్వేత సందమేనం తదో వితురితి
విద్యార్థి అపవాద ప్రకరణం వాస్ ఓవర్ అండ్ బ్రహ్మన్ వాస్ రివీల్డ్ దెన్ ఆన్ ద త్రీ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఆన్ ద స్టూపర్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్టూడెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అతాతోను ప్రశ్నాహ దట్ పోర్షన్ అతాతోను ప్రశ్నాహ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ టైమ్ ఉతా విద్వాన్ అముం లోకం ప్రేత్య ఇన్ దట్ సెక్షన్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద త్రీ క్వశ్చన్స్ దట్ వర్ ఆస్క్డ్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ బ్రహ్మ అస్తి వా నా వా ఇస్ దర్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ నాట్ అండ్ సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్ వాస్ వెదర్ వైస్ మ్యాన్ విల్ రీచ్ బ్రహ్మన్ దట్ ఈస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ నెంబర్ టూ అండ్ ద థర్డ్ క్వశ్చన్ వాస్ వెదర్ అన్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ మ్యాన్ విల్ రీచ్ బ్రహ్మన్ క్వశ్చన్ నెంబర్ త్రీ of these questions question number 1 was implied it was not explicitly asked it was only implied questions 2 and 3 were directly asked then there was an elaborate answer for question number 1 brahma asti vana nava so the answer begins what from so kamayata bahusyam prajayeeti satapotapyata that section from that onwards the answers were given and in this section 7 reasons were given as a proof for the existence of Brahman. Actually, we can refer to the previous lectures about what are those 7 reasons all in detail. And this answer is concluded in the Rig Mantra. Then, Bhishas Madhvata Pavate Bhishodeti Suryaha up to Iti, that is the section 8, the first mantra, with that the 7 reasons were over, then on the Ananda Mimamsa portion started. Inquiry into the Ananda, bliss, which can be taken as a commentary upon Paraprapti. For the statement about Paraprapti, this can be taken as the commentary. Sohoshnute sarvan kama ansaha, for that perhaps, and that is expanded here, that is Brahma Vidya Phalam. What is the benefit of having Brahma Vidya? Previously, it was given as in a nutshell. Param apunoti, Brahmavid apunoti param. That was given in a nutshell there, param apunoti. Asoshnute karma sarvan kamansaham. In the Ananda Mimama portion, it is elaborately discussed. And this section was concluded again with the Mahavakyam, an important portion that we should remember. Sayaschayam purushe, yaschasavaditye, sayekaha. So this is the Mahavakyam portion. So with this Mahavakya portion, Ananda Mimamsa was concluded. Then on the Jnana Phalam was given. Sayevam vite asmal lokat pretyam etamannamayam atmanam upasankramati, all those things. And this is what he crosses all the 5 koshas and gets established in Brahman. And the Rig Mantra also was quoted in support of this. That is, Abhaya Praptihi is the phala. There is no bhayam for this person. And later in the same section, we saw he does not worry about the past, about the Punya Papam, all his actions. He is not worried about any of them. So these all come under Jnana Phalam. All of them come under Jnana Phalam. So Upasangramanam, Abhaya Praptihi, Atman, Balikaranam, and the Spurnate, all those things, you know, all these things are the phalam, are the benefit of this knowledge. and this can be again taken as the explanation of Brahma Vidu Apnoti Param. As the explanation of this thing itself, right from the beginning we can take. So what are the major topics that were described during this entire Upanishad, the Brahmananda Valli? First, the Samkshepa Vakyam, Brahma Vidu Apnoti Param, that was talked in the very first section. And then the Vritti Grantha, that's the second one, the small commentary on that. And third one is the Adhyaropa and Apavada, that both the Prakaranas discussion of them. And Brahma Astiva Nava question, seven reasons were given for that. And the fifth topic was Ananda Mimamsa, where the nature of bliss was described elaborately, taking the bliss of a human being as one unit, as the standard. And finally, the sixth topic was Jnana Phala. So these are the six broad topics of Brahmananda Valli. With this, the chapter on Brahmananda Valli is concluded. And the Upanishad again concludes it with the as practice to conclude with the Shanti Mantra, Sahana Bhavatu, which we started at the beginning also. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Ubhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai. తేజస్వినీతమస్తుమా విద్విషావహై ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. సో విత్ దిస్ ది ఉపనిషత్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఇస్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ అండ్ నౌ ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ భృగువల్లి వి విల్ స్టార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ వెబినార్ అండ్ దట్ ఆల్సో విల్ గో ఫార్ ఎ ఫ్యూ వెబినార్స్ బిఫోర్ వి కన్క్లూడ్ దట్ చాప్టర్ ఆల్సో ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్. సో విత్ దిస్ వి కన్క్లూడ్ ది బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి discussion, the second chapter in Taittiriya Upanishad.